105.5 The Legend. That's Johnny Cash and a boy named Sue. Good morning. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, and I promise you the last couple of days we're going to have a special guest this morning, and Darren Crockenberger is here from Croc's Butcher Shop. Good morning, Darren. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Real good. Thanks for joining me this morning. Now, you've got some good things planned, and of course, we need to talk to folks about buying local. I guess that's important. I mean, you've been in the butcher business now for how many years?
Tomorrow starts our 8th year. So, yeah, that's what we do. We try to stay local with a lot of things, with Amish products, you name it. A lot of local people here that have some amazing products. So, absolutely.
That's very important. And tell us about a butcher shop. I mean, old-fashioned butcher shops, you go in, you can order the cut of meat you want, and tell us what to look for when we go in the butcher shop.
Well, we try to source the best quality, and of course we're trying to do volume, so we're trying to keep the price down, and I think for the most part we do. A lot of our deli and stuff is even cheaper than some of the big box stores around here. So, but no, the marbling and the way the beef was brought up, we take care of the sourcing and try to find the best product we can.
Now, you said deli. Not only do you have steaks and pork chops and things like that, but you do have deli meats available.
Oh, absolutely. At both locations, we have deli. We have Amish, a lot of Amish products. We have a full line of cheeses, a lot of Wisconsin cheeses. You can call ahead and place an order. We even have a drive-thru at our South 7th location. Or you can just come on in, and we'll cut it right there.
Now I'm getting hungry. Now, yeah, you do have two locations now. You started out down in Farmersburg, but now you've expanded to a location in Terre Haute.
Yep, we sure do. That's, like I said, 7 years now in Farmersburg and about a year and a half at Terre Haute, and we're just seeing more and more people that really want a high-end product for the best money. So that's our goal, and to work with the community well.
You have a special special sign-up register to win event going on, through Labor Day? Tell us about that.
Yep, from now through Sunday, because we're going to be closed Labor Day. You come in and you sign the tickets and drop them in. There's no purchase necessary. And Labor Day, we're going to draw 7 winners for $100 gift. There are $100 gift cards that they can spend at either location. We even do concessions out at the racetrack for the quarter midgets, and they can use their gift cards there as well.
So. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, you know, summer's winding down. The outside barbecue season is going to be ending before you know it. So folks should get in and get their stuff, right?
I disagree. I think you should grill all year long.
All right. Sounds like a good plan to me. Now, what about freezer beef and things like that? And meat for a freezer? Can you supply that?
Yes, absolutely. What we do is we cut fresh, non-preserved products, and then we have it on the shelf basically for 2 days. We're not going to leave it out till it's turning dark, and we put it in a freezer pack. And if you follow us on Facebook, we put those freezer packs out there at a discounted price. They can save a little money, and they'll see them usually at the beginning of the week. And that's just about doing it, we think, correctly. It's just like our ground beef. We grind our ground beef every morning, and we service a lot of restaurants around here that look for a good product for their customers. So yeah, that's what you can do. You can look at our Facebook page. Come in. We have what we call them grab bags, and that's one way to buy stuff that's already been put in the freezer.
Okay, tell folks now, if they're not familiar with your location in Farmersburg, exactly where is it located, and the one in Terre Haute also?
In Farmersburg, it's right off of 41, right behind the old Dairy Queen that used to be the Dairy Queen on Heap Street.
Sure.
You can see it from the highway. And then in Terre Haute, it's at 2626 South 7th. It's actually the old Dairy Queen that I think a lot of us ate a lot of ice cream at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. I know exactly right there by the railroad tracks. I know exactly where it is. All right, Darren. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck, and we appreciate you coming on and talking to us about meat this morning, one of my favorite subjects.
Hey, Barry, I appreciate you guys.
All right, you have a good one, and have a good Labor Day.
All right, you too.